This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome back to the Living Mishnah. I apologize that I was not able to broadcast when I went on vacation to Eretz Israel for Chanukah, but hopefully we'll accelerate and catch up. Okay, today's Mishnah is from Kadshim, from Masechet Me'ilah, and it's brought to you thanks to the generosity of Stanley Shamosh, my good friend. It should be a zechut for Avram Chaim ben Bela and Ezra ben Rachel, Aleihem HaShalom. Mishnah 720 is dedicated as a zechut for Refuah Shleima for my friend Alexander Michael ben Tamara. May he have a Yeshua. My name is Maimon Albaz, and as director of Torah shows, I have a very big responsibility to teach about Torah and mitzvot using pictures and cartoons. So today's Mishnah is from Me'ilah, Paragimel Mishnah Vav. It's a fascinating Mishnah, Geshmaker Mishnah. And the main idea is, when would a person be obligated to sacrifice a korban and pay a karen v'chomesh for misusing various types of hekdesh items? Okay, so in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, if someone donated something and then you used it for your own personal benefit, you were obligated to bring a korban asham, which is a ram, a korban me'ilah, and you had to pay the amount that you benefited plus a fine of 25%. So says the Halakha Mishnah, kol haroi l'mizbeach. Let's say something was fit for the mizbeach. Let's say the guy donated to the Beit HaMikdash some animals that are able to be sacrificed, such as cows, goats, or sheep, or birds, doves, and pigeons, or flour, oil, wine. V'lo l'bedek habayit. Now that thing is not used for the construction of the Beit HaMikdash. It's used for the actual mizbeach. Or sometimes a guy donates something that's not used for a korban. It's not right for the mizbeach, but you could use it to fix the Beit HaMikdash, any repairs that needed to be done. So let's say he donated some money, some gold, some silver, some water even, that could be used to make clay and to fix any cracks or whatever. Lola mizbeach v'lola bedek habayit. Or let's say he donated something that can't be used on the altar and it's not even used for construction, but it could be sold. And it could be used to benefit. For instance, he donated a cat. What are they going to do with the cat? So they could sell it and use the money. So the halacha is mo'alim bo. Whoever uses those things, whether it was something that was dedicated to the altar or for maintenance or neither, it's chayav korban me'ilah and plus an additional amount of money. So again, we're talking about animals that could be used for the mizbeach, for korbanot, or wine, or oil, or flour that could be used for mincha, or animals. These type of animals can be used in the Beit HaMikdash for the Mizbeach. Okay, so now that was one case. Then we said a case, let's say someone donated olives and grapes. They could be used for the Mizbeach, for the Minachot and the Nesachim. So that was one case of Raila Mizbeach. Then we talked about things that were donated for Bedek HaBayit, such as silver, gold, that could be used for the Beit HaMikdash, but not for the Mizbeach, but they had a lot of purpose, need for gold, silver, copper. Or, says the Mishnah, lo l'mizbeach v'lo l'bedek habayit, you donated something that can't be used for either. The Mishnah is going to actually give a very amusing case coming up. So says the Mishnah, ketzad, what are the examples? So we actually have five main examples in this Mishnah. Hikdish bor mali mayim. Let's say he donated to the Beit HaMikdash a cistern, okay? That's a cistern, is like a pit where they collect rainwater. So now, they don't use regular water in the Beit HaMikdash because they use, when they want to, let's say, bring Nisuch HaMayim and Sukkot, they have a special stream, a special river near the Beit HaMikdash called the Shiluach, which is still there today. And that's where they take the water from. However, if they wanted to clean out the innards of a korban, they also would not use from the Meshulach. They would use from a special amat hamayim, a canal of water that flowed by in the Beit HaMikdash. But the waters could still be used to make, you know, bricks or something like that that they need. Here's a picture of the Shiluach, which is right in Yerushalayim. And I believe they're in the middle of renovating over there. So I think this might even be how it looks today. Okay, so now, says Mishnah, Ashpa Meleya Zaval. Or if he donated a Ashpa, which is a garbage heap filled with manure. So obviously that's not used in the Beit HaMikdash, but they could sell it. So someone used that, let's say took some of that manure to fertilize his field. Now he has to pay, bring a Karban Me'ilah and pay Karen V'chomesh, however much that's worth. Shovach Male Yonim, or he donated a dove coat, which is a little house with doves in it. And those doves can be used as a Karban, but the wood cannot. Now, they're not going, if it's, when something's connected to the ground, there's no Me'ilah by something connected to the ground. So, over here though, the guy donated the birds, but you would not chop off the little house from the ground because then it goes down in value. So says the Mishnah, Ilan Malei Perot. Let's say someone donated a tree filled with fruits to the Beit HaMikdash. So you could they could sell the fruits and they're not going to chop down the tree because then it would go down in value, but they could sell the fruits and then they could use the money for the Beit HaMikdash. Sadeh Meleya Asavim, or someone donated a field with grasses. So it says in Mishnah, Mo'alim Bahen V'mashe B'tochan. If someone would use that grasses for himself, let's say he would cut the grass and feed it to his animal, it would be Chayav Korban Me'ilah. Now says the Mishnah, five different cases. Aval Im Hekdish Bor V'achar Kach Netmali Mayim. Let's say he donated an empty cistern and then later it got filled with water. Or he donated a tree and later it grew fruit. Or ashpa v'yakach netmala zevel. He donated an ashpa, a garbage heap, and only later it got filled with manure. Shovach v'yakach netmala yonim. He donated an empty dove coat and then later on it got filled with birds, with the doves. Ilan v'yakach netmala perot, or a tree that afterwards grew fruit. Sadeh v'yarkach nitmala asavim, or he donated an empty field and then it started growing grasses. Mo'alim b'hen, v'ein mo'alim b'masha b'tochan divrei Rabbi Yehuda. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda would hold, they're only mo'al if they use the actual thing that was donated, but not if the thing that grew later. Rabbi Shimon argued with Yehuda. He says, a makdish sad of Elon in the case of where someone donates a field or a tree and then it grows grasses or fruits, mo'alim behenu b'gidulehem. He also would be mo'el from things that grow from it. Mepnei shen gidulei hekdesh. Because those are things that grew out of the hekdesh, so memela he would be chayav according to this mandama. Now ends the Mishnah with four new rules. We know that if you have a lot of animals, cows, goats, sheep, you have to give ma'asir, which is to take the animals, put them through a gate, and by the 10th one, you put on it some red paint, and that's a siman, it's a ma'asir. He would bring it to the Beit HaMikdash, he would eat some of it and give to the Kohanim some of it. If it gets a mum, then he could sell it, and then he could eat it. So now, outside the Beit HaMikdash. So it says the Mishnah, V'lad mi'usaret, lo yinak mina mi'usaret. Let's say there was an animal that was designated for Maaser. So now, if it had a baby prior to the Hekdesh, that animal cannot nurse now from its mother because that would be using Hekdesh. So how in the world is the baby, the calf, going to get milk? So he says, V'acherim mitnadvim kein. Other people could donate milk for it, or some say he can make a tanai that that whatever animal becomes the maaser, that's the one that is hekdesh, but the milk that's in it is not hekdesh. And some say that works. Okay, so that's pretty interesting. Otherwise, people have to donate milk for the animal. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Vlad Muktashin. Let's say someone stam donated an animal of hekdesh to hekdesh. Lo yinak min muktashin. So then the baby of that hekdesh animal is not allowed to nurse from its mother anymore because that's using hekdesh. So people can donate milk for that baby calf, or like I said, he can make a tanai condition that only the animal's hekdesh and not the milk that's in it. That's a chidush. Says the Mishnah new case. Apoalim lo yachlu migrogrot shel hekdesh. Usually the Torah says if you have a worker working with you, let's say your figs, with your grogrot, or other fruits, he's allowed to eat while he's picking, he's hungry. But not if it's a hekdesh field, because then it's not for you to give it to him. It belongs to hekdesh. Now, usually you're not allowed to muzzle an animal when it's threshing, because that's tzar balechaim. But in the case of a v'chein paralo tocha mikashinin hekdesh, but if let's say a field was donated to the Beit HaMikdash and they were threshing it, they want to sell it. So now in such a case, the animal would not be allowed to eat from the kashinin hekdesh, the animal fodder of that field, because it's hekdesh, then you would be allowed to muzzle it. And that's a chidush. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this fascinating Gishmak and Mishnah. Thank you, Stanley Shamash, for sponsoring. And please, every day, try to tune in, Torah Anytime, for another Gishmak and Mishnah. We also want to say you're invited to my Sunday program in Flatbush for a weekly Torah show and fantastic topics. 3:30 at 1502 Avenue N, or you can invite us, Bezrat Hashem, to perform for you at your shul or school. And thank you so much for watching.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.